before you walk up the street, you had those signs.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley.
This is our three-piece orchestra. A piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
I Want to Be Happy. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Brilliant. I'm standing here, my hair looks like a 30-cent cedar
moth.
That's
what it says right there.
Well, thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hiya, Red.
Oh, fine. How are you, Truman? Say, did you hear anything good about our first show last week? Oh, you got a letter from the sponsor, too, huh?
Well, it wasn't exactly a letter, Red. Just a pep talk and some advice. Say, what'd yours say?
Oh, nothing. I just got a Harry Carey knife and full instructions.
Well, you know, Red, I spoke to some people during the week, and they thought the program was all right.
They did?
Yeah, did you ask your next-door neighbor?
Oh, yeah, you mean the critic?
Uh-huh.
Well, he was out hammering some nails into his house, and I went over and asked him how he liked the show.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, no, he kept on hammering nails, only into my head.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, you know, and another thing. Boy, this gasoline rationing is getting pretty bad out here.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah, up on Hollywood Boulevard a few minutes ago, I saw a guy pushing his car over a pedestrian.
Pardon me, may I say hello to all my dear, dear friends?
Sure, go right ahead, Ozzy.
Thank you. Hello, America.
Hello, America. Where have you been?
San Anita.
Don't you love me? So sincere.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet. Say, what'd you hear about last week's show? Did you hear
Please,
anything?
Please, Red. I'm a lady.
How about you, Ozzy?
I'm a lady, too.
Well, Red, I guess you and I are the only ones who like the show.
Yeah, well, my mother liked the program, though.
She
liked it so much she put an ad in the paper.
She did?
Yeah. It said, Dear Richard, are you all right? Signed, anxious.
Stand back, everybody. Stand back.
What's the matter, Ozzy?
I've got high blood pressure. It's liable to go off any minute.
Well, Red, what else you been doing this week? Red, I say, what else you been doing this week besides ducking?
Just cooking up those lousy gags for Ozzy. Well, I've been busy buying war bonds.
Oh, did you buy them at the post office?
Yeah, you know, that's the only window at the post office they don't slam in your face when you finally get there.
Well, I hope you brought your own fountain pen.
No, I used one of those post office pens.
Post office? Did it scratch?
No, it growled. No kidding, that point spread so far I could only write double. So I bought two bonds.
Now, everybody ought to be buying bonds every week.
Yeah.
I just got some yesterday.
Yeah, I saw you, Ozzy. Gee, the window, you were there a long time. What happened? You buy the place out?
No, I had a piggy bank with me full of dimes and nickels, and the guy went nuts trying to open it.
What happened?
Well, we're sending it to Washington. Let Morgenthau worry about it.
Say, did you notice all the kids in line, Red? Ooh. Gee, they're patriotic.
Yeah, all the kids in my neighborhood are buying stamps, but they hate to lick them. So I solved the difficulty.
How?
I bought a dog with a long, drippy tongue. Boy, you should see those kids waiting in line now.
Well, where's the dog?
Oh, he's out someplace getting a drink of water.
Well, you know something? Buying bonds regularly is insurance, Red.
What?
Suppose, for instance, you were in occupied Europe right now. What would you be doing?
We wouldn't be broadcasting. Wouldn't be laughing either.
Right. And the best part of it is that you're only lending your money to Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm.
You get $25 worth for $18.75.
Yeah, you know, I know plenty of men who lose more than $18.75 a week by their wives going through their pockets at night.
Well, us girls do our part too, Red.
You do?
Why, just today I had to choose between buying some powder for my nose or buying a dollar war stamp.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Listen, that shiny thing between my eyes isn't a headlight.
That's a good spirit, though, Harriet.
I hope everybody's buying as many war bonds as he can, though, Red.
Yeah, I hope so, too. You know, out in my backyard the other day, a gopher says, loan me one of them war bonds for a few minutes, will you?
A gopher asked you to lend him a war bond. Why?
Yeah, well, I asked him what he wanted to do with it, and he says, I want to show it to a Jap gardener I'm guarding for the duration.
Yes, sir, and let me give you another example. In the good old USA, Red, instead of being a slave, you're a free worker. Mm-hmm. You come home at night, your wife's waiting for you, and what's the first thing you do?
Hand over your paycheck.
No, you turn on the radio to whatever station you want and listen to the news broadcasts to see how our boys are doing. Well, that's worth 10% of anybody's salary.
20%? No commercials, you know.
Red, do you know what I've been doing all day?
What?
I've been at a bazaar selling kisses for war bonds.
Really, Harriet? How'd you make out?
Well, I was kissed 90 times.
90 times? That means you sold 90 different guys. They bought bonds, huh?
Nope, only one. You see, Ozzy was the first in line, and he wouldn't give up.
You know, Harriet, I wouldn't mind buying a war bond just to kiss you myself.
Okay, Red, park your gum and pucker up.
Wow! Hey, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
I'm going home after some more puckers.
Say, Red, all the movie stars are selling war bonds, aren't they?
Yeah, Dorothy L'Amour sold over $50 million worth of war bonds. And she had on her street clothes, too.
Well, Red, what's on tap for tonight?
Well, all the kids are starting back to school now, Truman, so I thought we'd show how different people react to the idea of going to school. First, we have Deadeye, the old Western character, and his sidekick, Wonderful Smith. And we find them galloping along out west.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse. Whoa!
Why do you want your horse to stop, Mr. Deadeye?
I'm tired of riding side saddle.
Well, is you just got to ride side saddle?
Yeah, my long underwear ain't got no stretch to it. Come on, horse. Whoa, now. Come on, whoa! Oh, boy, that horse has been stubborn ever since he heard about that gasoline rationing. Boy, this war sure messed up things, ain't it, Wonderful?
Yeah, but I'm going to make a lot of money out of this war when it's all over.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, I've got the spitting concession over Hitler's grave.
Well, you know, I'm getting a little thirsty. What do you say we go over to the bar and have a drink?
Okay. I think I'll have one of them dry martinis.
A dry martini?
Yeah. My throat's kind of wet.
Say, Wonderful, who's the... The longer you think of that, the funnier it gets. Say, Wonderful, who's that lady sitting over there at the bus station with all them bags?
Well, looks kind of like the new school teacher.
Yeah, it does, don't it? Whoa! Whoa! Look, if you don't whoa, you're going to wind up sticky. Save that rubber, bub. Took all the tread off the retread. Howdy, miss. You going somewhere?
Yes, Deadeye. This town doesn't want a school teacher, so I'm pulling up stakes.
Well, you better pull up your stockings while you're at it. You know, miss, you're kind of pretty. We need you around here. Don't go away. Now, cut it out, Wonderful. I ain't no wolf, and you know it.
You ain't no wolf?
No.
Well, all I know is nobody else around here sits down to scratch the back of the neck.
Don't... Don't pay any attention to him, ma'am. His ears are too big anyway.
Well, I can't help it about my big ears, Mr. Deadeye. My pappy used to sing me to sleep a long time ago.
You mean he used to walk the floor at night carrying it?
No, dragging me.
Are you real cow punchers?
Sure am, miss. I punched cows for 6 years, but I finally had to quit.
Why?
One day a cow punched back.
Deadeye, do you really want me to stay?
Oh, I sure do, ma'am.
Boy, won't be long till all the women be done left this town.
Yeah?
My own gal is going away soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, she got a job as guest welder at Consolidated.
You know, miss, I wish you would stick. You know, you look so nice and clean. I bet you take a bath every month, don't you?
Every month? Why, I take one every day.
Great ball of fire, a goddess.
Well, they don't like gals that don't drink and hang around the dance hall. And I don't.
My, my. I got a gal like that.
I didn't know that. Where is she?
Oh, wouldn't I like to know.
Well, miss, if you'll stay, I'll go to school, too.
Why did you want to go to school anyway, Deadeye?
I want to learn how to read.
Why?
So I can understand them pictures under Esquire. But look, miss, you don't have to leave town. I'll tell you what, you go back to that little red schoolhouse and I'll round up some of the boys that need educating. Of course, they'll be kind of slow catching on.
Why?
They'll be unconscious.
Oh, thank you, Deadeye. You're wonderful.
No, I ain't. He's wonderful. The fellow over there with his suntan.
Oh, I meant that under that rough exterior, I just know there beats a pure and noble heart.
Oh. That's my Dollar Ingersoll you hear, man. Well, I'll see you later, ma'am. Come on, wonderful. We're going to round up the boys.
Why, you'd better go to school, too, Mr. Deadeye, because you're kind of dumb.
Yeah, I ain't that dumb, though. I'm too ignorant to be that dumb. You take Rattlesnake Pete. Now, he's dumb.
Now, look, Mr. Deadeye, you ain't aiming to start up some trouble with Rattlesnake Pete again, is you?
I sure am.
Well, flowers don't care who they lay on.
I ain't scared of him.
He's mighty fast on the draw.
There ain't a man alive who can beat me on the draw. Providing I do the counting.
Well, now, you ain't gonna try to make them wild cowhands go to school, is you?
Why not?
They won't feel at home.
Well, they can fill their six-shooters full of spitballs.
Well, I'll go inside, Mr. Deadeye, and wait for you.
Okay, look out, wonderful, that you don't knock your teeth out on that swinging door. Oh, well, you can always string them and wear them around your neck. I'll be back just as soon as I park my horse. Whoa! Whoa! Doggone you, you ran right in the bar. Howdy, boys.
Howdy, Deadeye. Howdy, Deadeye, what do you have?
I'll have a glass of beer and a bag of oats.
Okay, which one of you gets the oats?
Oh, a stammering wise guy, huh?
I'm sorry, Deadeye, but you'll have to get that horse out of here.
What for? Oh,
I know him. After two bag of oats, he always wants to play the piano.
Hello there, Deadeye.
Well, howdy, gal. What you know?
I don't know nothing.
Well, what do you know? One of them UCLA graduates, eh? Come on, gal, knock me a kiss. Boy, what passion. Oh, gal, I love you. I love the way you jingle them bracelets on your arm.
I ain't wearing no bracelets, you big clunk.
No bracelet? Gosh, listen to them bones harmonize. Hey, you have a drink, wonderful?
Okay. I'll have one of them marine cocktails.
What's that?
One drink and you land someplace. Uh-oh. Look who's coming.
Yeah, who?
Rattlesnake.
I ain't afraid of him.
What?
I said, I ain't afraid of him.
Come out under the rug so I can hear you better.
Hello, Deadeye.
Well, over there, Rattlesnake. What do you do?
I don't know nothing.
Well, what do you know? That's all I want to know. Come on, you're going to school. And that goes for the rest of you guys, too.
Hey, who are you talking to, Deadeye?
Who am I looking at? Don't answer that.
No, I don't have to. My shooting irons will answer for me. You ain't running this town.
Now, come on, don't you point that gun at me.
Why not?
Might go off and break my glasses.
Hey, where are you going, Wonderful?
Oh, I was just going to close the door from the outside.
Come back here.
Oh, please let me close the door from the outside. I won't let no flies in.
No!
Now, look here, Rattlesnake. You need some learning. So you grab yourself a bottle of apple cider for the teacher and come with me.
Now, look, I'm smarter than anybody in this room.
You're going to be colder, too, if you don't stop pointing that gun at me. Now, to show you how dumb you are, I can answer my question, but you can't answer yours.
Okay.
All right, now, if you don't answer your question, I get to shoot you without any complaints from you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask me a question.
How can a gopher dig a hole without leaving any dirt on the outside?
That's your question. Answer it.
He starts at the bottom and digs up.
Wait a minute. How's he get at the bottom?
That's your question. Answer it. Now, put your gun away. Me rubbing you out's going to take care of you knocking off that bank teller, too.
Now, wait a minute, Ted. I had to kill him.
Why?
Because he was bald. And I didn't like the way he had his head parted.
Look, Deadeye, why don't you give him a break?
Okay. I'll count three. If you don't say you go to school, I'll let you have it. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Deadeye, you dope. You're not supposed to shoot before you say three.
Ignorance is a wonderful thing, ain't it? Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's on his way to school, but he don't think much of it.
Well, here I am. On my way to school. School day. Reading and writing and counting on my toes. I would have said counting on my fingers, but I'm sure of my toes. Yeah, sure good to get back to the third grade again. I was afraid they'd put me to the second grade, and I forgot all of that stuff. Boy, today is a beautiful day. What a day for playing hooky. I could go fishing with Joe Williams, except he's a truant officer. Oh, there's Daisy June's house, and I hear folks arguing inside.
Get out of here, you big bum!
Ah, pipe down, you old battle axe.
That's what happens, folks, when there's only one bottle of beer left.
Hello, Clem!
Well, Daisy!
Knocking together. Come on in.
Is it all right? I heard a slight rumpus outside here.
Oh, that's only the semifinals. Wait till Grandpappy starts asking for his breakfast.
Are you ready to go to school?
Well, I will be as soon as I get this ribbon on this pigtail.
Here, let me help you. Hey, don't you think it would be easier if you took the tail off the pig first?
Well, sure, it'd be easier, but not as chick. Isn't this a lovely morning, Clem?
Nice egg, too. It's pretty nice, but it's too foggy.
It's foggy?
Yep.
Clem, comb the hair out of your eyes.
Okay. Well, what a beautiful place to live in.
See, what's that thing you're toting?
Oh, that's an anvil. I borrowed it last night from the blacksmith.
Well, now, why on earth did you borrow an anvil?
Well, getting too old to play with dolls. Hey, can I carry your books for you?
Won't it be too much for you?
Not if you carry the anvil.
Well, Clem, I hope you get good marks in school this year.
Well, I got good marks last year.
Where? Let's see them.
Well, I ain't going to take off my shirt just for a thing like that.
Are you going to study hard and try to get 100 and something this year?
Well, I got 100 and something last year.
What?
Being a moron. They tell me if I keep it up, they're going to skip me 2 grades and put me into the idiot.
Clem, why don't you try to get out of the third grade? You'd be lots happier in the fourth.
I know, but my old man and me ain't on speaking terms. And if I got promoted to the fourth grade, it'd just be about my luck, they'd make me sit next to them.
of the third grade, Clem.
How about the fourth grade?
Nope.
How about the fifth grade?
Nope.
Oh, well, if you want to marry Einstein, that's up to you.
Don't you forget, Lincoln did his lessons on the back of a shovel.
Well, I got a shovel, but if I use that, what's Pop gonna shave with? Hey, you know, I like the teacher we got. Last year I stayed in after school, I tried to kiss her.
Why, Clem!
She looked at me and says, now, just for that, you go sit in the corner with the rest of them boys. Gosh, I sit in that corner so much my forehead looks like a snowplow.
Well, here we are at Simpson's Orchard.
Yep.
Gee, them apples look nice.
Yeah, what do you say we snitch a couple for the teacher?
Somebody will take a shot at you.
No, oh, I'll be careful. Come on, let's pick some apples.
What'd you say?
I said, let's pick some buckshot. Oh, well, I can always give her my pet eel.
I thought I asked you to get rid of that eel, Clem.
Well, he's harmless. Besides, you gotta have something to hold my pants up.
Well, why don't you wear suspenders?
Oh, Clem forgot. I got them on. I got suspenders on now, look.
Gee, where'd you get them, Clem?
Oh, he's the first one up this morning. Right now, my pappy is running around cussing and clitching. Cussing and grabbing. Well, hey, let's take a shortcut across this field. I'll help you over the field now. Fence. Here we go. Whoopsie-daisy, June. There. Now, I'll get over myself. Uh-oh. Well, help me. I'm caught on a nail. Cut me down, will you? Cut me down.
Well, okay. Give me the knife.
Here.
Oh, did you hurt yourself, Clem?
No, I'm just like a cat. Always land where it don't hurt myself on my head. Gee, you know, I wish I could study by in correspondence school, and if I wanted to play hooky, all I'd have to do is mail them an empty envelope.
Oh, you wouldn't play hooky, would you?
Sure, I'm a natural-born stinker, ain't you heard? Hey, here comes a car. What do you say, let's thumb a ride and save a nickel on the school bus, huh? That coffee done?
Howdy.
Hey, mister, how about giving us a ride to the school, hmm?
Okay, you'll have to climb in. That door don't open.
Okay.
Wait till I roll the window down, will you?
Now he tells me.
Say, give me a push. This car ain't got a battery.
Okay. Hey!
Okay, hop in.
Clem! Clem!
Here I am down this manhole.
Well, what on earth...
Listen, Bub, the next time, don't start her in reverse.
Here we go. Hold on.
Okay. But what to? Hey, what makes this car wobble so much?
Well, this steering wheel is just a fake. I'm steering with my feet.
You're a nice car, though.
Well, the springs are kind of low and the upholstery is worn.
Yep, the road's beginning to show through.
There's the school, Clem.
Yep. Hey, we'll get out here if you don't mind, mister.
Well, you'll have to jump. My brakes aren't so hot.
Oh, Clem, we're passing the school.
Yeah, don't it give you that carefree feeling, though? Well, that's it. We'll get out.
Fine, then I'll get back in.
Oh, look, Clem, we're as far from the school now as we were before. We'll have to run.
Oh, you can run. I don't know. School to me is like taking a trip to Europe. It's just the idea of saying you've been there.
You're gonna grow up to be awful dumb, Clem. Come on now, let's run.
Well, I can't run, Daisy June.
Why not?
Well, I got my socks on backwards and my feet are confused.
Well, come on then, let's walk.
No, I ain't going to school. That teacher's always throwing spitballs at us kids. I'm going fishing.
Clem?
Hmm?
If I give you a kiss, will you go to school instead of going fishing?
Well, you give me a kiss and I'll tell you.
Okay, here. Clem, what are you doing with your feet?
Digging worms.
Cutting back to people going to school, we have a lady and her little boy. Junior isn't old enough to go to school, but he wants to. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean old kid.
Junior, what are you doing?
I ain't going to improve me widow mentality.
Junior, what on earth are you doing with these books under your arm?
Well, go start today, Mommy, and I head off.
Oh, honey, you're not old enough to go to school.
But I am.
What are these books?
My
how to mix a drink, the cocktail hour, 27 minutes. Junior, will you learn to keep out of your father's library?
No, I want to go to school now, Mommy.
Why, you wouldn't know what to do, Junior.
No, I know what to do. The first thing you do is bring the teacher a nice, great, big, juicy, red apple. And then?
And then what?
You let her have it right in the mud.
Well, stop marching up and down because you're not going to school.
Now, you let me go to school or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to work in burlesque.
Junior! I'll have you know that I never worked in burlesque.
Oh, no. Take it off.
How can I? There's no music. Junior!
Hey, Mommy, can I play with me tricycle?
Hmm? No, you can't.
You play with the tricycle.
Your father might turn into the drive unexpectedly.
Oh, he won't hit me. I'll stay over in the grass.
That's what you think.
Hmm. Well, can I slide down the banister then?
No. Not before I cut some more splinters in it.
Hey, I got a terrific idea. Let's go over to the amusement park and throw a dead skunk into the tunnel of love.
Junior, you're a naughty boy.
Yeah, I know. Last week I was drummed out of the Dick Tracy fan club.
Well, sit down and try to be good.
No, you want to know something, Mom?
What?
Pop's upstairs taking a bath in his bare feet.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Plenty. He got his full dress suit on.
Junior, how do you think of such things?
Oh, me little brain would get fertile, that's all.
Here now. Look, chew on this little cake I made yesterday.
Oh, did you break it? Oh, I dropped it.
Well, pick it up.
I can't. I ain't Charlie Atlas, you know. I will lay down and eat it off the floor. Or somebody at the door, Mommy.
Well, answer it.
I will go. Oh, come on, Mommy. Put that tray down. You ain't working at the chili bowl no more. I will get rid of them. Come in. Hello.
Hello, little. Ow!
Boy, me widow teeth sure ain't it?
Well, where is he?
Why, he just came and gone.
He's gone?
Yeah.
Well, I can't understand it.
But we can, can't we? Hey, Mommy, I will help you clean house. Here's the vacuum cleaner. Let's see now. What can I clean? The canary. Now, he looks pretty dirty to me. Come here, little fella. Boy, you're going to be mighty deprived in a couple of minutes.
What are you doing, Junior?
Cleaning the canary.
Cleaning the Where is he?
What? That's funny. He was there a minute ago. Well, what do you know? We got the only vacuum cleaner in the world. It sings.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, you broke my little hand. You broke my little hand.
I barely touched you.
You barely touched me?
Yes.
Well, then don't ever hit me, because if you do, you'll kill me. Oh, look at them little kids out there playing like they're safety patrol men. Enjoy yourself, fellas. I'll be taking over in a couple of days.
Oh, all right, I give up. Come on, get in the car. We'll go over to school and see if they'll take
you. Oh, it's well. Oh, boy, where's me hat? Where's me shawl? Oh, boy, I had a little school kid. I had gone to school. Come on, Mommy. Now, I wonder what's keeping her. I will look in the window.
Hello, operator. Give me number 6 school.
Uh-oh.
Hello, is the principal there? Well, my child wants to start school. Is he a boy or girl? Well, I think he's a boy. Yes, that's right. Well, he really isn't old enough to go to school, so maybe you could explain to him.
Oh,
thank you.
Body.
I'll bring him right over.
The body. I will fix her. You be sorry, huh? Fix her.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah, I heard what he did well, Mummy. Yeah, the other kid, we just hurry. The other kid will be about 5 minutes smarter than me. They should live so long.
All right, Junior, come on, get in the car and we'll go to school.
Okay. Hey, Mummy, what's wrong with the car?
What?
It rides kind of low in the front.
Why does it ride kind of low in the front?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I cut up the tires for my scooter.
No. No, no. Why?
Well, you'll be glad when the racing comes. Me scooter don't use no gas, you know. Hey. Boy, it's a good thing we live next door to school, eh?
Here, let me look at you first.
Okay.
Don't want you to disgrace me,
no,
you
don't
know.
Want me to disgrace you, do you? Let's see if I got everything. Me slingshot, some soft tar, and an extra sheet of paper for some spitboard. Yep, I got everything.
Oh, why are you taking your slingshot to school?
Gotta have protection after I put that soft tar in the kid's seat, you know.
You haven't got any tacks to put on the teacher's chair, have you?
That kid, nothing but bear traps.
Well, nice boys wouldn't think of such things.
I would, though.
Now, put them in the car, or I'll tell that teacher to lock you up in the closet with the mops and brooms.
Would you? Hey, this is a nice schoolhouse, isn't it, Mommy? I wonder if it's fireproof.
Of course.
You want to bet?
Ah, good morning, good morning, madam. My, what a nice little boy.
Are you the principal?
Yes, I am. Hello there, little man.
Hello, Baldy. You must have got caught in a hair raid.
Junior, remember your manners.
Gee, I forgot them things again, didn't I?
Now, let's see if you're smart enough to start school or not.
Go ahead, get nosy. See what happens to you.
You're rather young, aren't you, son?
No, I just look young, because I only got one tooth.
Well, tell me, little boy, what does your mother expect you to be when you grow up?
You mean if she let me grow up?
Well, I'll tell you, we'll see if you're smart enough to start
school.
Okay, go
ahead.
If I had a dozen eggs, what would I be?
A millionaire.
You'll have to excuse him, Mr. Jones. You see, he's rather an unusual child.
Yeah, gruesome is the word, madam. Now, Junior, we know the world is round, but where did we get our mountains and our valleys?
Well, many, many years ago, the glaciers brought a lot of rocks and water.
Yes, then where did the glaciers go?
Back after more rocks.
My, where did you get such intelligent answers?
Where you get such dumb questions?
What a smart little fellow.
Yeah, I ain't smart. You know what the Jap battleship said to the American sub? Well, blow me down. You know what the freight train said to the 20th century? Woo-hoo! You know what the Marine's finger said to the thumb? I sure is quick on the twigger. They all stink, don't they?
Well, young man, if you'll come back in about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years?
Yeah.
Morning or afternoon?
It doesn't matter. You come back in 2 years.
Okay, what am I going to do in the meantime, play pool?
Now, you heard what the man said. Come on, Junior.
No, I've been a dumbbell long enough. I want to be hired.
Shh! Not so loud. You'll disturb the classes.
Oh, I don't like them classes anyway. That teacher and I think she's Hitler.
She does?
Sure, look at all them kids with their hands in the air.
Now, Junior, maybe I could get you in kindergarten. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A peeping Tom like Pop.
Goodness gracious. Do you mean that your father actually goes around peeping?
No, sometimes he take a good look.
Now, Junior, that isn't your real ambition at all.
Either that or a second Victor Mature. Take your choice. Hey, Baldy, hold still. I see a fly buzzing around your head. Here he comes in for a landing. Now, hold still now. Oh!
Well, did you get him?
I think so, unless he's under that dent.
Mr. Jones, I try to teach Junior behavior and discipline at home.
Yes, but you see, in kindergarten, he can express himself. We never punish him, we just let him wander about as he chooses.
Express me, tough, huh?
Oh, yes.
Mummy tried to partial port me once.
Oh, yes, we just let you wander about.
You really mean that?
Yes, indeed.
You know, I think I'm going to like her here pretty good.
Mr. Jones, I don't think you'd better try that with Junior.
Oh, quiet, Killjoy.
Hey, what's that big bell over here?
Oh, Junior, that's the school bell. You see...
Let me ring it. Let me ring it.
No. One ring means tardy.
Yeah.
Two rings mean go home.
Yeah.
And four rings mean fire. But I'm happy to say that we haven't had a fire here in 12 years.
Oh, don't be worried. I can be fixed. You
know. Now let's just step in here and speak to the teacher, shall we?
All right. Okay. But, Junior, don't touch that bell.
Oh, no.
You know, ma'am, you really shouldn't have reminded him of that bell.
He knows kid pretty well, don't he, boy? Well, here I is all alone. Now I should show him that I is an individualist. Here I is all alone. Me good side said be good, but who would I to argue with the old devil? Well, there's an inkwell, and there is a wicker fan. I wonder what would happen if I introduced them to each other. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will throw the ink into the fan. Do it. Hey, look, Mummy, I had a commando. Boy, what a blot. Hey, I wonder if I could jerk this blotter from under the desk like the magician do with a tablecloth. Something tell me I shouldn't. Here it goes, though.
Junior!
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Hobby Lobby.
Young man, you're a destructive little brat.
Yeah, I could answer that, but it would only lead to assault and battery. Hey, let me ring the bell. Let me ring the bell and send all the kids home.
No, they just got here and they want to stay here.
Oh, yeah, I will find out if they want to die. All gone. You was wrong about them kids, weren't you?
That's Calvin and Sarah on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces throughout the world and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.